Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Rich Gavin is with us. Rich is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, going back now, about 10 years, probably 11 years or so. And Rich is he's a political operative of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right. And he's here to talk to us about something very important. Oh, by the way, his thrice-weekly cyber column is outstanding, Mullings.com. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and to you.
Hey, Rich, something happened over the last week or so that was very just just interesting to me, and I knew it was to you and to so many people. And that was basically what they're calling the end of the Iraq War, and after like what 8.5 years, and the coming out of Iraq by American forces. And you obviously have a vested interest in that. You spent the better part of a year over there as a civilian helping them. Helping that country get their feet on the ground, that fledgling country, and a great service to the world, not just to us in Iraq, and you joined us many times while you were over there to give us a report on how things are going, and I'd like to have your thoughts on what's going on over there right now.
Well, I'm torn because on the one hand, and you know because you had a son who fought there, that there's nothing about a war that the warriors like. Other than ending it and getting mm-hmm. home again, and so for the especially the young people, I'm glad that they were. I'm glad we had drawn down. I'm glad they were able to come out. On a policy side, though, Jim, I'm not at all sure that this is going to last. They're surrounded by at least on two borders by people that don't like them, the Iraqis, and the Iranians are crazy. With what's going on in Syria, it's so unstable that it's not clear that that the Iraqis are going to be able to defend their borders either from within or without. I mean, it's a very very dangerous place. The democracy that we helped instill is working. I'm just not sure the right leaders have been found yet mm-hmm. to be able to sustain this, and I think everybody's fear is that it's somewhere down the road, and not very far down the road, that we're going to be faced with some very difficult decisions.
The concern that I have
in Afghanistan, when we left, and then we had to go back.
The concern that I have in Iraq is that we pulled out for some U.S. centric. Political reason, and not for the evidence on the ground in Iraq. Of course, Rich, like you, I don't want any more of our young men and women to go over there and to pay any more than we've already paid. But at the same time, I want to say to our policymakers and to Iraq's policymakers, based on what we've spent already, the precious cost that has come to us, earn this. Make sure that whatever we spent isn't wasted. Now that's the thing. That's the concern that I have, as you indicated. And Rich, to me, I think we may be making the same mistakes that we made during the war, and that's not protecting the Iraqi borders from those two east and west sides.
That's right, and it's also, at some point you start looking like France. You just go do things. The only reason you do things is because you think it's your own national interest, not
right.
because it's in the interests of humanity or, it sounds kind of grand and kind of overstated, but the reality of the world is that we are the world's policemen, like it or not, and we have a responsibility to make sure that that the world that we've helped create, we don't suddenly just turn our back on and say, well, we're tired of doing this. We don't want to do this anymore.
That's exactly right. And that's my concern. And for those people who gave so much, those families who lost so much, the horrible thing that happened to them by paying this price would be compounded if it turns out that all that was for naught. And I just hope that that's somehow gets in the minds of the people who are making these decisions. And also, Rich, I know you joined me in reminding people that we still have many, many men and women in harm's way in more than one place on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Let's never forget.
Afghanistan's right, not so far away.
Let's never forget the folks, even though it's not big in the news anymore, we still have patriots, brave Americans, standing a post on our behalf. God bless them. God be with them. 22. I'm Jim Blassingham. Rich Galen and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.